ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we'll be having a topical class on Vaishnava values and qualities. So I seek the blessings of the devotees present so that I may say something worth. I've hidden myself behind many books. So I will first say Om Gyana prayers, and then just give a little bit of a recap of the last topical class given by Govindacharya, and then later on I will sing the verse on the board. He did so last time, so. Om Gyanati Mrindasya Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Yatanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Nadam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Narita Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Narita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Anchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There's a poll done in America where the three top most fears are written. So the first top most fear is public speaking, and then second one is fire, and the third is death. So yeah, nice. So last week, Tuesday, Gopinacharya Prabhu gave a topical class on, and the verse that he had on the board was the verse Tapasocham Daya Satyam, and pointing out the four pillars of Dharma. He gave the story of Parikshit Maharaj and the bull, and how the last leg is truthfulness, and so how the other legs have been broken by Kali. What was interesting is he had an order to them, a sequence, starting with the truthful, which is the last leg, and then from that, through being truthful, the space, yeah, for austerity is found, and from austerity continue on to cleanliness, and then after that mercy. So yeah, this is a quite interesting sequence. Also, it works the other way around also, whereas mercy is first, from there come the other things, but most likely it will go the way from truthfulness to austerity to cleanliness, and then mercy. He also connected the four principles with different qualities. Since the topic is the qualities and values, and so he connected gambling with truthfulness. I mean, he was basically quoting Śrīla Prabhupāda. So then meat eating with compassion, illicit sex with cleanliness, and intoxication with austerity. He elaborated a little bit on austerity and how intoxication, which is also another form of pride and madai, when one is full of oneself and intoxicated in this way. So, I wanted to add to this a little bit on my own notes I had, where it has a similar, this order was interesting, and because as devotees we, it's a nice quality to have a compassion for others, and preaching, is the essence. So, preaching, real preaching, is when one has compassion, and so here I had a quote from a lecture from Radhanath Swami, and it was explaining compassion. I had given this in other before, in a class before, that compassion can only be if one is tolerant, tolerant if one has realizes that it is one's own, that the pain that we sometimes endure, that is the result of our own reactions, taking responsibility for it. And the mercy was also the last in the order of the four legs, and here again is also the culmination of the qualities, mercy. So truthfulness was the start, because truthfulness is when we accept that we are, it is our karma, our reactions, that we are responsible for the things we feel. Then we are able to do these austerities, because we feel unlike if we are proud, that it's our it's our responsibility, and not somebody else's, or not. Since it's about qualities, the tendency is to point, to point to others and so forth, where when we are feeling hurt. However, to know that it is our fault, it takes truthfulness, takes honesty. And then from this honesty we can go into seeing going through the tolerance or the tapasya, taking it since it is ours due, as they would say in India. So, yeah, and then from that tolerance, then we can go to a place where, yeah, mercy, compassion can be exhibited, can be felt. So, yeah, there was a little bit of an addition to what Gopinath Acharya said. Also, I heard an explanation of how humility is explained. And, yeah, so you'd have humility stands on, let's say, is like the table, the top part of the table, and with one leg, and that leg is patience, and it's the ground where it stands on is honesty. So again, in this explanation, you know, for a quality like humility, the basis is again honesty or truthfulness, and yeah. So what my point is that, yeah, I appreciate this order, and I also see in other examples how truthfulness is the basis, is the start of good qualities. These four regulative principles that we have, they are, when we keep to them, they're very, you know, they sometimes feel heavy, etc., to follow. But they are really the ways how we start to develop on our good qualities. And yeah, because in fact, yeah, that will come up in the verse, so keep it there. So that was a little bit of the recap of last time. So now we can go to the verse which is on the board. So I'll sing it. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana sarva guna istatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratena sati davato bahi. Yas yasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarva gunas tatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratena sati davato bahi. Yasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana avarana satra samasate sura yas yasti bhakti bhavati ginchana samasunastatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya tomahamana ladies. Yasti bhakti bhagavati yakinchana sarva Haravabhaktasya kuto mahadguna Manoratena sati dhavato bahi Yasya of whom asti there is bhakti devotional service Bhagavati the Supreme Personality of Godhead Akinchana without any motive Sarve with all Gunai good qualities Tatra in that person Samasate reside Sura all the demigods unto the Haro unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Abhaktasya of a person who is not devoted Kuta where Mahat Guna good qualities Manoratena by mental speculation Asati in the temporary material world Dhavata who is running Bahi outside Translation All the demigods and their exalted qualities such as religion, knowledge and renunciation become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudev. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? Purport. As explained in the next verse, Krishna is the original source of all living entities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, wherein Krishna says, Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastani indriyani prakritistani karshati. The living entity in this conditioned world, the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. Unquote. All living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. When one engages himself in the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, one's heart becomes purified, and he immediately understands his relationship with Krishna. He then revives his original quality of Krishna consciousness. In the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, there is a description of some of the qualities of devotees. For example, Pandit Haridas is described as being very well-behaved, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, and grave. In addition, he spoke very sweetly. His endeavors were very pleasing. He was always patient. He respected everyone. He always worked for everyone's benefit. His mind was free of duplicity, and he was completely devoid of all malicious activities. These are all originally qualities of Krishna, and when one becomes a devotee, they can automatically become manifest. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that all good qualities become manifest in the body of a Vaishnava, and that only by the presence of these good qualities can one distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. Krishnadas Kaviraj lists the following 26 good qualities of a Vaishnava. He's very kind to everyone. 2. He does not make anyone his enemy. 3. He is truthful. 4. He is equal to everyone. 5. No one can find any fault in him. 6. He is magnanimous. 7. He is mild. 8. He is always clean. 9. He is without possessions. 10, he works for everyone's benefit. 11, he's very peaceful. 12, he's always surrendered to Krishna. 13, he has no material desires. 14, he's very meek. 15, he's steady. 16, he controls his senses. 17, he doesn't eat more than required. 18, he's not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy. 19, he offers respect to everyone. 20, he does not desire any respect for himself. 21, he's very grave. 22, he's merciful. 23, he's friendly. 24, he's poetic. 25, he's expert. 26, he's silent. Shouldn't have said the numbers. So, yeah, these 26 qualities, they are also mentioned in the Gita. And yeah, I was also wondering, so often they mentioned. Well, it says in this purport, Sri Prabhupada says how, yeah, because it's our original position, therefore it's not strange and not like artificial. Sometimes we hear these qualities or see and they feel very, artificial maybe, or imposed, unnatural. But that's due to our being here for so long. But actually, these qualities are our natural position. And therefore, we have to distinguish between... let me see the words exactly. sometimes there is repression. Or... yeah, I can't find it, but yeah, there's these qualities are our innate qualities and therefore aren't so artificial. However, what is artificial is our expectations for these qualities, because sometimes it's depressing or sometimes it's like difficult to, you know, we're getting these descriptions and it feels like, okay, I'm so far, etc. And so, and then we're like, oh, it's not, you know, we feel like it's artificial or something like this. But the real thing is that we, it's artificial how we expect it to go. Prabhupada says automatically, and he says that several times, and this is a little bit the subject matter of the class I want to give, on how, automatically what that means, because, you know, we have nowadays, you know, when we say automatic, it's quite automatic. I don't know, microwave is an example, or you know, doors that open automatically, and so you don't need to do anything. You come there and the doors open, and so our these qualities are in a way automatic, because it is part of being Krishna conscious, part of devotional service, part of the process. In that sense, it is automatic. Yet, it doesn't, you know, happen overnight or magically occur. Or, in other words, also it doesn't happen without any difficulties. So, yeah, so we might get depressed by these kind of descriptions. however, what we must understand is that it isn't artificial, it will get there, but it's gradual, and it's with the work, with conscious work, that we get to a place that these qualities are manifesting. These qualities are very much intertwined with our perception of we are the controller or the doer, the enjoyers. And when these conceptions, by different ways, get purified, then good qualities manifest. Now, good qualities, they can be good qualities can be worked on in situations which are like challenging situations, where a temple life, community life, it's very ideal for this, because we're put to the test of showing qualities, that's when the qualities really come up. Until a challenge, basically, our, you know, we can remain a little bit superficial, and you know, as long as we have our, you know, how we everything goes our way, we have our own personal room and a good prasadam, and everything goes well, then and our computer is working fine, then. Then our qualities aren't tested so much. But when challenge comes up, that's why the temple life is sometimes compared to a catalyst, where you know, stones with rough corners come in, and pointy corners, and hitting each other, they come out nicely round. The sharp corners are cut. I was doing a course in Mayapur, a Pujari course, and part of that course we had Brahminical culture and ethics. In that course, the emphasis was put on what can we do about it? As what can we do to society was the beginning question of, like, we want to change society. We are having complaints on how things are going. The teacher was kind of like getting those complaints out of us, and then he said, "Okay, so what can you do about it?" And he asked us to brainstorm, etc. But finally, we came to conclusion that best what we can do about it is work on ourselves, and on these and on qualities. We're taking it a little bit from a Varnashram perspective, how you need Brahmins and etc. I mean, it was the Pujari course after all, and so then from there. Brahmins, then what means Brahmanas basically meant good qualities, and Vaishnavas also. I'm just going to quote Srila Prabhupada. I forgot to print it, and my mother get it. So this is Prabhupada speaking at the end of a lecture in San Diego in 1972. And it's the same thing, in other words, of the purport we just read. So this is the process of the more you become purified, the more you'll be advanced in Krishna consciousness. And your advancement in Krishna consciousness will be tested how you are developing good qualities. That was the main point. He continues, "Officially I am Krishna conscious yogi, but I'm still addicted to so many nonsense habits. That means I'm not advancing. That is the test. Yes, yes, Tibak. He hasn't got to learn how to become good. Simply by executing this devotional service, he'll be all good. That is the test." So he's like saying both in the same place. But the point I wanted to bring out was, and your advancement of Krishna consciousness will be tested how you're developing good qualities. I mean, that was the same point we were having in the Pujari course. He was saying, yes, advancing Krishna consciousness, making an example of somebody, but then you know, I'm 20 years in Krishna consciousness, but it's very difficult to live in the same room with me, and, you know. So that the test is to have some good qualities. we brainstormed on how to, so I want to ask also everyone to maybe give some suggestions how to develop good qualities. It's allowed in this type of topical classes. As a devotee. So, yeah, I have a list of what we came up with, and maybe, so I'm asking if anyone has suggestions, and yes? Get married, okay. That's a very good one. It's like, force you to stay in the same place with somebody and learning, cooperating, and I'm getting an idea of it. So, yes, by becoming a devotee. Yeah. Yeah, I'll say some little sentences, what might help also. yes. Yeah. Without offense. The without offenses has a lot of importance. We see the first offense, to blaspheme the other devotees. Because in all of this, qualities, and basically in being truthful, the first step, we like to point at others. Braj Bihari shows this, and he's like, so you point at somebody else, and you point, actually you're pointing to yourself three times, and one time to God. And so this is you pointing to somebody else, basically, trying to give it to God and another person, but mostly it's you. Three. This tendency to point is very innate, and it's trying to escape. Lying is another form of like this, where you feel you don't deserve. You feel you deserve better than what is happening to you. And therefore, you point to others and other. But if we know that Krishna respects the living beings so much that he's actually accepting to accompany them everywhere, that's quite a level of compassion and care Krishna is showing. So Krishna allowed this person to be who he is, and so who am I to say that this should be otherwise? If you're not in that position, then who are you to point or try to change somebody very strongly? And these are very nice quotes up there. It's not that I'm preaching to myself here. I found out a lot of nice things looking up for this class. And the topic of automatic, so it is at the same time automatic in a sense, but at the same time not, without effort or time. The qualities we came up with, the things that will help, as Mataji said, chanting Hare Krishna, getting married, or becoming a devotee. They're like big, more detailed ways. we came up with was seeing good qualities in others. That helps a lot. That helps some type of. In India, there's definitely this super, you know, this phenomena where people, or this understanding, where people know that if you say things about others, then that's what you will, you know, acquire as your own qualities. And whereas if you say good things about others, then you acquire that. So sometimes you notice them saying a lot of good things about you, kind of more than you. Yeah. So with the understanding of that these qualities will, you will acquire them. Yeah, so talking about getting understanding of the qualities that we want to achieve. Yeah. And then, of course, in those situations, yeah, I try to make most out of those challenging situations. The Kanishtha mentality would be that you feel that you have been wronged. This is injustice. Everyone is doing injustice towards you. Whereas the Madhyam would be more to introspect and and also ready to forgive. That would be more Madhyam. Madhyam platform is to discriminate. And so you take the time and introspect and discriminate on whether or not it is your responsibility, etc. The story of Parikshit and Dharma, the bull, is very in this connection relevant, because you know there is Dharma being beaten on his last leg, and then Parikshit comes and, "Who has done this to you?" And he's like, "I don't know." And he's getting beaten. We wouldn't say, "I don't know." And all the other legs have been beaten and very horrible condition. And he goes through different, it might be my karma, it might be this, it might be. And also there's a verse how the perpetrator, one who identifies the perpetrator is as bad as the perpetrator. So this makes us think and makes us think about, introspect and see our responsibility. And in this way we can avoid depression and so forth when we take responsibility for things. Let me see, I have something on that. So in this class, we were kind of focusing on those qualities. One more point I wanted to mention was this about Kanishtha and so forth. The Kanishtha Adhikari sees God, a few devotees, and many demons. And so the Madhyam sees Krishna, few demons, and many devotees. And the Uttam sees Krishna, one demon, and many devotees. And the one demon is himself. So, this, it was funny notes I got there in Mayapur. I mean, it was good notes. Yes. So, also another thing on the blasphemy. There's four. This is Sati talking to Daksha in the fourth canto. So there's four kinds of people, Daksha: the Mahat, the great person who sees good and bad. That's a great person already, who sees good and bad. The Mahatam, who's greater and who looks at the good specifically. And the Mahatana, greatest, who finds the smallest good in the people who barely have good. And then there's Bhavadrisha, like you, Daksha, one who sees fault in the faultless. That's Sati talking to her father about how Daksha encouraged, saw Shiva. And so Yeah, sometimes we, this fault finding is, many levels of it, and the more, the mahatter we are, the better. So on the verse, also another point is mentioned, how for non-devotees, that this is actually a verse on the board which is quoted a lot of times by Srila Prabhupada. And basically how these qualities are very important for the they're very important, but only if you're a devotee. Whereas if you have those qualities and you're non-devotee, they are not valuable, they're not seen as great. Why? Because it is a selfish motive. So, then I have to kind of use pure devotee because, at least speaking for myself, having good qualities, not based on selfish, that's also quite another level. But the non-devotees, they definitely have this, where there's nice qualities. However, when it comes down to it, the motivation is selfish, and so when tested, they fail because it's impeding their own enjoyment. And therefore, the qualities, there's no good qualities in such a man who's after his own, because it's just another way of getting his own satisfaction. Another point that I liked while discussing about this class, Shamananda told me how, these Prabhupada is mentioning qualities that they come automatically because they are not a goal in themselves, but they're a means to achieving a goal. And so the primary factor is surrender, and the secondary factor is getting these qualities. And so the point of the class, what I wanted to give, that they don't come automatically, they come with time and gradual, and that they're not our they're not strange, because it is our innate nature, a real nature, to have those qualities. Yet it takes time to work on, since we have been a long time in this world, and also that being in a temple is a good choice for developing qualities, for it to be automatic, since it is a lot like a catalyst. So I wanted to end with some qualities of Prabhupada. This is from Bhaktivedanta Swami's book, and he has a chapter called An Analysis of Srila Prabhupada's Qualities. So Prabhupada is considerate. Considerate means to take care of others for granted. To be considerate means not to take others for granted, but to be sensitive and thoughtful in personal dealings. Srila Prabhupada showed the highest standard of consideration by not allowing people to remain ignorant of Krishna. Apart from that, there are innumerable examples of Srila Prabhupada being personally concerned about the needs of others. In 1977, when Srila Prabhupada was sick on his bed, even though he himself had not eaten for weeks, he was concerned as to whether the devotees were taking prasad to their full satisfaction. Another instance is, I'm very sorry to learn that Srimati Bahuji is suffering from pyorrhea. It is due to excessive betel chewing. Anyways, I am sending here with a small check for her treatment. Please accept it with my blessings. So, he was very... he was independently strong-minded. Srila Prabhupada was independently strong-minded and stuck to his own principles. Indians generally take everything Western to be best, but Srila Prabhupada was never taken in by the so-called advancement of modern society. He amusedly noted that Bon Maharaj admired Western ways and had learned to eat with a knife and fork. Quote, "The difference between me and the other Swamis," Prabhupada said, "is that they started off by calling the West advanced. I started off by calling them all rascals." People in India think that pants and shirt are high class, but Prabhupada stuck to his own standard of high class, dhoti kurta, shaved heads, tilak, and taught it to others. And besides, it's so hot, you know, wearing jeans in India. And is this my own thought? Prabhupada is humble. Sri Prabhupada's humility is expressed in the following excerpts from letters to disciples. So these are all little excerpts. "I hope you all pray to Krishna so I may be able to execute my duty properly. Actually, I am dependent on your mercy." These are all individual. Another one is, "You cannot survive without my mercy, and I cannot survive without your mercy. It is reciprocal. This mutual dependence is based on love, Krishna consciousness." And so forth. There's many. Another one is, "Actually, we are all conditioned souls, so our demand from Krishna to accept us is unreasonable. From my personal point of view, I think that I am so sinful that I cannot even approach Krishna to show me any favor. But I have only one hope, my spiritual master. He is very kind. So some way or other, he is dragging me towards Krishna." Yeah, and kindness. Prabhupada was very kind, so his, a guest is asking, "I would like to ask, Swami, would you pray for me?" Jayatirtha, "He wants to pray. He wants you to pray for him, Prabhupada." Srila Prabhupada says, "I am praying for everyone. That is my business. Otherwise, why would I have come here?" Yeah. So, yeah, Prabhupada, yeah, can get his qualities. You can find them with Prabhupada. So, it's time. I didn't think I would make it that long. Any comments, questions? Thank you. Yes, I'm ready. Right. Yeah, I mean, you say difference between devotees, and in this context, then I also, you know, I'm, let's say, I'm you know, trying to aim for some good qualities, but it's also selfish motive. I guess devotees have a further, when tested, whether it is selfish or not, they could maybe pull it further. Of course, Krishna doesn't test so hard also. Even with devotees, that's why in challenging situations we actually, it comes out, our nature within devotees also. If that wasn't the case, then we would be really seeing as difference between non-devotees and devotees. But, I mean, I take myself as we're part of these non-devotees who are doing it for selfish motive, to enjoy the fruit of having, people look at you and like, oh, you're a kind person, you're helping grandmas across the street. And in those challenging situations we can, try and do like the madhyam and introspect and try and, take it as a chance for improving. It's also I can only handle that much of a test before I forget trying to introspect and this and that, and I feel like I'm a victim to I've been wronged. Yes, Rupu?
Thank you.
Everyone heard? Thank you. Anything else? Yes. Besides this, by pious activities that we hear, that we get to, fortunate birth, etc. So I guess this falls into pious activities, right? So we should encourage that. Manaprabhu? Right, we read here that as Krishna consciousness will be tested how you are developing your good qualities. So, that sense. Let's take care that we, when we are pressured, do the right with knowledge. Mariji? Yeah, secondary criteria, right? Surrender, and then there was the qualities. Yeah. But it's still important. and it's even so important that we decide how advanced a devotee is upon that. And so it's good to show your qualities and don't keep them warm. I mean, the bad ones, most likely, we should hide. And there's also a point I wanted to get, but I didn't show any. I mean, it is a little bit of pride, this class, because I underprepared. So that's something. Underprepared class would be, a show of pride. Thank you. Yeah. But I think the quality grows on the motive, and when the motive is wrong, then the quality that's grown on it is... Yes, anyone want to answer this? Everyone understood the question? The quality, even though it's grown on the wrong motive, is still good in it. It can still be good in itself and kept, and then change the motive maybe after, but the quality can be... So the goodness in itself, the quality, comes from Krishna and therefore is good even though built on a wrong motive. All right. Breakfast ki jai. Shri Bhagavatam ki. Sorry.